Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you here today on this Lord's Day, beautiful Lord's Day.
Amen.
You know, there's nothing to me more beautiful than see snow falling. I love to see it fall, and we have some pretty flakes, pretty big flakes too in our vicinity, but we're glad to. The Lord's in charge. Anything sent from heaven is pretty, isn't it? It really is. Thankful that God's in control of everything, the weather, even in us being here today, and safely being here also. So again, we're glad to have each one of you here today, glad to have a lady that's with us, hasn't been in our church in a while, could have her visiting with us again today. But it's just good to be here and to be alive. Well, again today, we'll continue our study. Today is, dear Lord, what would you have me to do? We talked about as far as our relationship with Him, as far as His church, and now today we're going to talk about as far as giving. Dear Lord, what would you have me to do in the realm of giving? This is sometimes a touchy subject to people. Nevertheless, it's a biblical subject also. I have some information here concerning faith promise, if anyone would like to have one. You don't have one, you never had one, or you'd like to have one. We'd love to offer you one at this time. Anybody want one? Information about faith promise? Anybody? Anywhere? Okay, sister? You don't want to raise your hand, I'll give you one. Yeah. Anybody else need one? Anybody anywhere? Most of you have been here before or here most of the time when we have this. But this is there's some up here if you want one later, okay? Concerning faith promise. This is a Bible program, a biblical program, if you please, whereby the church supports missionaries. In 2 Corinthians, we'll turn there, please. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. We'll talk about this faith promise just a minute first. Some people don't understand it. Some people do understand it. Some participate in it, and some do not. It's a blessing, though, to be able to participate in such as this. It really is. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, we find here this biblical principle that the Lord has laid out for us as a body of believers to participate in faith promise. Before we get into our lesson, once again, let's pray and ask God to bless our time together. And thank you for being here today. I know you had to put forth a lot of effort to get here, but I trust God will bless you for being here today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for safety, Lord, in getting us here to your house once again. We ask you, Lord, now to meet with us as we talk about this subject today of giving to you, to your work. Lord, I pray you give us wisdom. I pray you give us guidance, Lord, in all that we say and all that we do. I know, Lord, a lot of people didn't come today, and I pray for them that you will bless them and keep them safe, Lord, where they may be. Lord, I know it's very treacherous out, and sometimes people just don't want to get out. We understand. And Lord, I know most of all you do. So, God, I just pray now you will bless these that have assembled together today. Lord, may your word find lodging in our hearts and our lives. And Lord, may we apply the principles and the truths, Lord, that you teach us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. I want to read verses 6 through 8. The Bible says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Again, this is a Bible principle here we see as far as giving financially to missions. We see that God has given us an opportunity as an individual, as a Christian especially, to support missionaries. And we do it individually by giving to the Faith Promise Program. We see also that we are depending upon God for this faith promise gift that we're going to give. In other words, I pray and I ask God, God, what would you have me to give to missionaries through the Faith Promise Program? I pray and ask God to show me whatever it may be. And I, by faith, I trust God for X number of dollars per week, per month, whatever it may be, to provide for me to be able to support the missionaries that we have here in our church. So we are depending upon God as well, you see. And not only is it an opportunity to support missionaries, but we do it by faith, trusting God to supply what we are committing to the Lord to give to the missionaries. And again, this is a commitment to the Lord, okay? This is a commitment to the Lord. We also see through the scriptures, we are encouraged by being disciplined and also being consistent in doing this. In other words, we have to discipline ourselves to make a faith promise gift to the Lord, and we have to be consistent with it in trying to give it also, see? So we see also that it's an extra gift that we're trusting God to provide for us, that we might be part of the Faith Promise Program providing support for the missionary. This has nothing to do with our tithes and our offerings. This is a specific thing we call a faith promise gift to support the missions that we have, the missionaries that we support daily. J.D. Rockefeller said this, and I quote, "I will never be able to tithe the first $1 million that I made if I had not tithed the first job I had, making $1.50 a week." And that is so true. See, it's a learning process. It's a principle that we learn by giving. See, one guy in Philadelphia, a believer, said this, was once asked, "How in the world can you give so much to the Lord's work and still have great wealth? How do you do this?" He simply said, "Oh, I shovel it out, and God shovels it back in, but God's got a bigger shovel than I have." I mean, that's principle, folks. That's facts. Those of you that have been given to God, you know that you cannot outgive God. It's impossible to do that. Now, God wants us to be realistic. God wants us to be practical in what we're doing. You see, He's only asked for our tithe, that from us, you know, as far as our tithe and then offerings. But this is something else that we're trying to implement here for our missionary program here at the Fellowship Baptist Church. All independent Baptist churches have this program, and it's called a Faith Promise Program, where I, individually, or as a husband and wife, we, by faith, trust God to supply for us so much per week, per month, that we give as a gift to our missionaries to support them. Now, again, if you make a promise, if you can make a commitment to be part of this program, if you don't give your faith promise this week, I assure you that nobody from the church is going to call you. Okay? It doesn't work that way. It's a commitment between you and God. Okay? If God don't supply it, you don't give it. But if God does supply it, you give it. See? And so it's an individual thing. We trust God in order to be able to participate in this great ministry called Faith Promise, which we help to provide the needs for our missionaries. So again, this is what it is. I hope if you have any questions, you can ask me as a pastor, or probably all the deacons in our church, if you have any questions about our Faith Promise Program. But we've been doing this for longer than I've been here. I'm sure it's been started when the church started, the way we support missionaries here at Fellowship Baptist Church, okay? All right, now, Lord, teach me what to do about giving to your work. About giving to your work. You know, it wasn't long after I got saved that I was noticing my mom and my dad was giving something every week to the church, and I didn't know what it was. I began to ask them what's going on. And they explained it to me. Actually, my dad had deceased. It was me and my mother, really. But my mother sat down and tried to explain it to me. And she told me about the tithe and all this and the offering. And I began to practice that. I said, I'm going to step out by faith and practice that. And you know, when I began to step out by faith and practice that, I began to see what they had been doing all these years. How real it was, how real it can be to you if you will step out by faith and trust God. God is so good to us. God is so good to us. I found out through the years that the little 10% that I give to God doesn't amount to much. But the little 10% that I give to God is God's. First of all, it's God's. And God enables us to do more with the 90%, literally, if we give Him our 10%, His 10%, than we would have with the whole 90%, whole 100%, being selfishly and not giving to God. So I've learned through the years what a blessing it is for God to give me an opportunity to give back to Him just a little portion of what He's blessed me with and given me in my life. And we see how important it is that the Lord will have to teach us to give to His work. I mean, the pastor can stay here and I can stand here and try to teach it to you, but unless God teaches you, you will not be convinced that this is right and this is what God wants. I mean, you have to be taught. Everything that we learn in our life, we have to be taught. We don't know anything. But when we are taught something and then we begin to practice that, we see how real it is and how beneficial it is and what a blessing it is when we begin to participate, especially in things that God wants us to do. And the tithe and the Faith Promise Program is certainly that. Given to the Lord, that demonstrates, first of all, our obedience to Him, obeying God. God wants us to give to Him. He's commanding us to give the tithe to Him. So, first of all, giving demonstrates our obedience to God. Secondly, giving also demonstrates our love towards God, loving God, thanking Him for the opportunity to be able to give, to be able to give, you see. If I didn't have a job, I wouldn't be able to give, right? And neither would you. If you didn't have some kind of income, we could not give to God. But God has enabled us to have a job, being able to participate and to give back to Him a portion of what He's blessed us with. So giving to God demonstrates our obedience and also our love to God. We see also here that giving is something that everybody can do. You don't have to be able to sing to give. You know that? Has nothing to do with singing to be able to give. Also, we see that it does not require courage to speak up for the Lord to give. Giving also does not require you to be able to stand up and teach a class. Giving also does not require you to be a certain age. So everybody can give. Everybody can give. There's no reason, there's no excuse for anybody not to be able to give if you have a source of income, be it whatever it may be. We can all participate in this blessing because of the way that God has designed it, you see. Now, what does giving require? What does it require to give? First of all, there must be a willingness to obey God. Do I want to obey God? Dear Lord, what would you have me to do concerning giving to your work? First of all, I must be willing to give to God's work. Willing to. Okay? And some people are not willing to give anything at all. They're not going to give. It's all me and mine, you know? And I'm going to do what I want to with what I've earned. Some people have that attitude. It's sad, but they do. But we have to be willing to obey God. Willing to obey God. We also see that giving requires a thankfulness towards God. A thankfulness towards God. Whenever I give, I'm thankful to God for what He has given me. I'm thankful. I'm showing my thanks to Him. Because He's enabled me to have this so I can participate and give some of it back to Him. I'm thankful for the blessings of God that He has showered upon me at this time. Also, giving requires an understanding that it has come from God. What I have, God has given me. What you have, God has given you. I mean, God has given us strength, health, wisdom, to work, yes, God's blessed us with a job. So it's all come from God that we have. So therefore, we need to be willing to understand that it's all come from God, what He has supplied for us. So therefore, we can be willing to give back to Him the portion that we should give to Him. Also, giving requires an understanding that we give it to God. I don't give my tithes to the church. I don't give my tithes to the pastor. I give my tithes to God. Okay? We have to understand that. And when we get that mindset, it's going to make us more willing to give to God because we're trusting, yes, our pastor, we're trusting the deacons, this church, to use the tithes that we give the way God would have it to be used. Okay? That's why He is the leader. While we have a leader, to make sure that the tithes and the offerings are designated in the right place and used for God's glory. So again, giving requires an understanding that when we give, it is to God. It is to God. Also we see, Lord, teach me, what would you have me to do concerning giving to your work? First of all, we see that we want the Lord to teach us about giving ourselves to the work of God. Giving ourselves to the work of God. There are three things required as far as ourselves when we give ourselves to the Lord. First of all, there's giving our heart, there's giving our time, and there's giving our talents. Our hearts, our time, and our talents to the Lord. Now, first of all, giving of our hearts. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, if you go back, chapter 8 and verse 1, you're right there at it. I want to read verses 1 through 5. Here is talking about the example here at Macedonia. Moreover, brethren, we do you, to wit, of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with such much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own, what? Selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. So we see here, giving of our hearts is like giving to ourselves to the Lord. And so first of all, we want to ask the Lord to help us to teach us to give ourselves to the Lord. When we give ourselves to the Lord, then we recognize that what we have belongs to God. It belongs to God also, you see. Secondly, giving of our time unto the Lord, a priority. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God. See, our time. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto you. Time. You know the thing about time? We have how many hours in a day? 24 hours in a day. Now, what is a time? What is a tenth of 24 hours? Well, 2.4 hours. A little over 2.5 hours a day. Now, I've asked myself many times, do I give myself to God each day for 2.5 hours? Do I do that? Well, you say, this is irrelevant. Well, I don't think it is. If God wants us to give us a tithe of what we make, I think God wants to give us a tithe of our time, too, really. Don't you? I think it would be beneficial for all of us if we give a tithe of our time to the Lord. Every day, 2.5 hours. You say it's hard to do that. It is, especially if you have a job. You had to give at 5 o'clock and go to work. It's almost literally impossible. But, you know, we need to try to do everything we can to give God the best we can and all we can as far as our time is concerned. You've heard of great preachers in the past. First thing they do is every morning, they get up and they pray. They pray literally for time, hours sometimes, before they do anything else. That's all they do is pray. And then ask God to help them and give them a good day. You know, I'm learning the hard way, and I've learned in my life, if I'll give God first what rightly belongs to Him, then everything else goes in order. My days are a lot better. Things work out a lot better every day in my life if I have learned to put Him first in my life. So our time is from God. The only time I have is what God gives me. Okay? Therefore, learning to tithe my time is very important. Giving my time, sacrificing my time, sacrificing maybe watching the news or reading the newspaper or whatever we do, you know, sacrificing something and giving it to God. Instead of my alarm clock going off at 6 o'clock, set it back to 5 o'clock. Get up. Now, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to do what? I'm going to have to go to bed earlier, ain't I? I am. I don't know about you. I'll have to go to bed earlier to be able to get up earlier, you see. So this is something that the flesh don't want us to do. You know that? The flesh don't want us to do this. But it's going to be beneficial to us if we learn to do it. Beneficial to us if we learn to do it. Giving our time to the Lord. Setting a priority here. Invest in time wisely. We find in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, the Bible says, "See then that you walk circumspectly," that is, cautious, "not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time." Why? Because the days are evil. Redeeming our time because the days are evil. Setting priorities. Invest our time wisely. And then giving of our talents. Whatever God has given you to do, invest in your talents in the Lord. See, stewardship deals with the management of something that does not belong to us. Okay? And we see, regardless of what we have been given, every steward is tested by the same standard. You know what that standard is? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. God requires us as stewards to be faithful more than anything else. That's it. Be faithful in all that we do. So, Lord, teach us what to do about giving ourselves to your work. Ourselves to your work. When we learn to give ourselves to God's work, we will enjoy being in God's house. We'll enjoy the teaching. We'll enjoy the preaching. We'll enjoy the singing. We enjoy everything about church when we give ourselves to the Lord's work. To the Lord's work. Secondly, we see we ask the Lord to teach us about giving our income to your work. Our income to God's work. This is a touchy subject, but it's a biblical subject. The way we spend our money that God gives us is a real measure of our commitment to Jesus Christ. You know that? Turn over to 1 John. 1 John chapter number 3. The way we spend our money is a real measure of our commitment to Christ. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 17. "But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion, from him how dwelleth the love of God in him?" How dwelleth the love of God in me or in you? When we see a brother or someone in need, and we say, "Poor fellow," and that's all we do. That's all we do. You know, do we really have the love of God in us when we are able, or we're in the position to be able to help somebody that has a need? I've said before, the greatest blessing in life is to help somebody that has a need. To help somebody. I'm not talking about just financially. I'm talking about in other ways that we can help people. What a blessing it is to be able to help somebody in time of need in their life. And may the Lord help us to see that today. Our wallets reveal more about our character and our walk with the Lord than we think. Than what we think. And it's very, very important that we realize this today. So why should we give? Why should we give? Well, there's many reasons why we should give. First of all, we should give because it brings glory to God when we give. It brings glory to God. We're praising God for the opportunity to give and thank Him for what He's done to enable us to be able to give. Therefore, we give glory to God when we give. God is pleased with you. He's pleased with me when we give to God. He's pleased with us. This is my child. My child is obeying me. Okay? He's giving. He's giving to me. My, what a blessing it is to be able to give. We also see when we give, we should give because giving builds our faith. I don't know about you, when I first started tithing, it was a big step. What's going to happen? You know, I got here's X number of dollars. I'm going to be short. If I start tithing, I'm going to be short some money. It's a step of faith, isn't it? A faith to trust God to supply your needs, whatever they may be. So giving produces faith in us, gives us faith in God. It's not faith in that job. You know that. A job can be here today and gone tomorrow. But it's faith in God, the one that has given you that job, the one that has given you that ability to do what you do. Therefore, we're trusting Him. We're putting our faith in Him when we give to God. It builds faith. It builds faith, you see. Therefore, you know, it's steps in life that we take that our faith grows. When we first get saved, and then we begin to think about tithing, and then we begin to tithe, and you know, we begin to do that and we see what God's doing with us and through us and enabling us to keep on going right on. And then there comes a time, maybe we're going to take up an offering for a missionary, something like that. Then what you going to do? Then what you going to do? Well, say, I can't do that. You know, I'm already tithing. Well, it's a matter of faith. A matter of faith. If God, if you trusted God by faith, by tithing, then wherever other things come up in the church that we that is asked for an offering, if we're able, we ought to give. It's building our faith to realize, hey, I'm going to give this, and I know I'm not going to miss it because I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to give it to God. You know, it's kind of like when you have automatic deposits. Those of you that work places, you know, you never see your check. You know, and you never see a check, and it's just automatically deposited in your accounts. You know, you by faith, you trust the system, so to speak, to do that for you. And then when you tithe, you give that to the Lord, and you say, you know, it's the Lord's. I'm not going to worry about it. God's going to provide my needs right on. And He does. He does. So giving builds faith. It builds our faith in God. Not in ourselves, not in our jobs, or those we work with, but it builds faith in us towards God. So we can learn to trust God in maybe the little things in life that we need. You see, trusting God. Trusting God to even get to Sunday school today. You know, most of us had rather stay at home, right? Come on, be honest. Be honest now. Get out on the icy roads and all this kind of stuff. You don't know what the roads are going to look like, what's going to be facing. But therefore, we took a step of what? Faith. To try to make it to God's house. And God enables us to do that, you see. Now, again, so it's building our faith when we learn to give. Faith not just in giving, but in other things too. In our life that we have to deal with. Also, we should give because it develops a concern for others and not for ourselves. A concern for others and not for ourselves. The missionaries we've had so far have been a blessing to me on Sunday night. They really have. And when you sit and listen to them, give their testimonies and where they are and what they're doing and all, God moves upon us to try to help them, to try to help them. I'm glad that Dr. Ennis designed this a long time ago with the Lord's help as far as a means to give to missionaries that come. It's up to you what you give when you hear a missionary speak. You know, it's up to me what I give when I hear a missionary speak. No matter who they are, I think we all should give something. You're not told what to give, but I think we all should give something to all the missionaries. You may choose to give more to one than you do to the other. If you do, that's between you and God. See? And how God may move upon your heart. But nevertheless, we should all give to the missionaries to help them to get to the next destination, you see, and all this. So it's developing a concern for others and not self when we give. I'm concerned about this missionary. I'm concerned about his family. You know, he may get to his next destiny and have the means to get there. Have the means to get there. You've heard stories from missionaries, and I have too. Go to a church and speak and leave and not get anything. That's sad, isn't it? But I've heard of it. I've heard it from missionaries. How sad that is. If someone would invite somebody to speak and share part of their testimony in their life and not get anything for being there. My, I don't want to be that way to you. I don't be that selfish. I don't be that selfish. I want God to help me to learn to do without if I have to, so that I can help this individual on the road to do what God wants them to do, you see. So tithing, when we give, it develops a concern for other people. And also it brings God's blessing. Turn to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. When we learn to give, we see that it brings God's blessing upon us. All of you know this verse by heart. Luke chapter 6. Okay, verse number 38. Luke 6, 38. Give, and it shall be what? Given unto you. Give, it says, and it shall be given unto you. Notice it says, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto you your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. It says, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together. You know, it's not like a bag of potato chips. You got more air than you got chips. You're talking about pressed down, you know, good measure. God will bless you back if you give, you see. So we see that giving brings God's blessings upon us when we give. My, it's a blessing to give. And then we see that giving to God is eternal and not temporal. Turn over to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Giving to God is eternal. It's not temporal. Matthew chapter 6. Look at verse 19. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in where? In heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If we give to God, our heart's going to be focused on God, isn't it? It's going to be focused on heaven. It really is. It really is. What I kept, I lost. What I spent, I had. What I give, I have. I have. Because I give it to God, you see. What are some things that money does not bring? What are some things that money does not bring? First of all, money will bring you food, won't it? But it won't bring an appetite. It won't bring an appetite. Money will bring us medicine, will it not? But money won't bring us health. It won't bring us health. Money will bring us acquaintance, but not friends. Not friends. It'll bring acquaintances, though. Someone knows you got money, they're going to flock to you, right? But they're not your friends. They're not your friends. We saw also that money will bring servants. But it won't bring loyalty to you. Money also will bring days of joy, but not peace and happiness that only God can give us. Only God can give us. Yes, Lord, what would you have me to do concerning giving to your work? What would you have me to do? We know God wants us to tithe, doesn't he? He wants us to tithe and give offerings. But also God wants us to participate. I believe in the Faith Promise Program that we might support missionaries to go all over the world and preach the gospel to people that need to hear about Jesus Christ. What a blessing it is to be able to support these people as a body of believers, and see what God is doing. This missionary was here last Sunday night. Him and his family, they stepped out now by faith. They only have 65% of their support. They have stepped out by faith to trust God weekly to supply their needs so they might continue to do what God wants them to do. Folks, not too many people will do that. Well, this man has. And I really believe with all my heart, with the touch of God on that man that I sensed last Sunday night, that God is going to supply their needs. You and I have seen missionaries come by here before in the past. I think of a lady that came, I think it was a couple years ago now. She came here, one lady by herself, was going to Chile. She gave her testimony of what God wanted her to do. And we see, less than 16 months, God miraculously gave her all her support. I mean, it was just God, is all it was. And she's in Chile now, doing what God wants her to do, teaching in schools there and helping those pastors, those churches over there with the work of the Lord. You see, the Christian life, listen, is a life of faith. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. We have to have faith in God, even when it comes to giving, when it comes to tithing, when it comes to our offerings, when it comes to our faith promise, you see. And how sad it is not to support, not to even want to support missionaries, people to go out to the world and tell people about Christ. We need to support them, folks, not only prayerfully, but we need to support them financially. And this is the means that the church uses to support our missionaries. May the Lord help us and realize how important it is for us to give to God's work. What a blessing it is. What a privilege it is. What an honor it is to be able to give to God. Dear Lord, we thank you today for loving us. We thank you for enabling us to be here today safely, dear God. And we are grateful, Lord, for this time as we come to talk about our Faith Promise program here at the church and how this is the means that we support missionaries here at Fellowship Baptist Church. I thank you, Lord, for those that do support Faith Promise Program. They have done it for years. And Lord, I pray, God, as next week we'll again be asking for commitments, Lord, once again to continue to give, maybe the amount they have, or maybe raising it, or maybe there might be some here that has never done that. But Lord, maybe they be prayerfully consider praying and asking God what they might do to support missionaries. If it be $5 a week, $5 a month, whatever it may be, Lord, you lay it upon their hearts. And I pray, God, you would help them to step out by faith and trust you. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to support our missionaries around the world. Some 90 missionaries, Lord, that this church supports. And I pray, God, you would help us, Lord, if it be your will one day, even get to 100. Lord, to bring honor and glory to you. Thank you now again for these that are here. Thank you for our time together, for your word. Now, Lord, we're about to go into the next service. I pray, God, you will bless the singing. Lord, bless the specials. Bless our pastor. Give him liberty. Give him power to speak. Thus saith the Lord today. God, may our hearts be challenged. Lord, if there is one in our midst that's lost, I pray somehow you might speak to them today. Help them to come to know Christ as Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.